listen to Gears from last week?
No, I still have to listen to them. I haven't really listened to them.
Oh, man, last week's so good because
Phil
almost, like, is, like, an accessory to theft.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because he, like, he was going to help some guy, like, steal a bike. He thought it was his bike. It's hysterical. And they, basically were trying to get it to record, and he, like, couldn't get it to, like, record fast enough. So, like... Yeah. He didn't catch it, but then he catches him on the way out. Like, it's pretty hilarious.
Oh, man.
So.
That's solid. I haven't checked it out for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Life's just been overwhelming.
You've been checked out for a couple weeks. It's okay. I understand. Yeah. It's
weird. Like, I've never been checked out for, like, this long.
Yeah.
it's awkward to my brain. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you got to process things. Me, yeah. You see, like, I'm like a new computer, and you're like a Commodore 64. You just take a while to process whatever.
Yeah.
You're like only 64 bits. It's gonna take you a while.
Yeah. Boopie, boopie, beep, beep, beep.
I'm just like, that sucks. Okay, move on. You're like,
Beep, boop, beep, 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 beep.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Commodore 64. It's pretty solid.
Yeah. Man, we should have been recording.
Well, I have been recording since I said, "Oh, I should start recording."
Record. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, would it bother you if I sold that OCD, or do you just want me to send it back to you?
No, I don't care at all. You're probably only gonna get like $35 to $40 for it, just so you know.
Right. No, that's what I figured.
Yeah, because it's not legit. But you never know. You can put it on eBay and say, you know, not legitimate, and somebody might be like $80.
Yeah, like woohoo.
Or this is what you should do. This is it. Take it to a pawn. No, they'll still only give you $40.
Right.
But I was like, oh, you should take it to like a pawn shop, and maybe who knows? They might be like, look it up, and they might be like, it sells for like $100, so we could give you $60. And
he'd
be like, yeah.
Yes, it is. I was like, oh, I'll put it on Facebook, but then like Jamie Davis will blow me up.
Oh yeah, he'll blow up your spot so hard.
Well, then he'd be like, sinusoid.
Yep.
Sinusoid.
Yeah.
I do need to contact the guys from Sinusoid because I end up with like a student account. But like something's wonky with my password, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, maybe I can, because like the cables I want are like $9 a piece, which are.
Oh, okay. What are they?
They're just like the cables? Basic patch cables. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want too. But I want them in. I want them in like I want them in like a soft purple, like a violet or not violet.
Oh
like
yeah, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, like, we should ask him. Let's just message him. Be like, hey, Andy, Paul and I want to get, like, patch cables for our boards, but we want, like, what's that color called?
Lilac.
Like lavender. Yeah, lavender. That's the color.
Oh, I said lilac, but, you know, get it close
enough. Yeah, lilac's close. Yeah.
Lilac, you're like, right, royal blue. That's the color we're going with. Killer.
Yep, that's it. Royal lavender, please.
Yeah, royal lavender, lilac blue. Perfect.
Do you have that? Do you sell that?
He's like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a guy I wanted to see about getting on the show too. Eventually. So
yeah,
I just figured, you know, like we should just, I don't know what we're doing or what we're, you know, trying to do, but I figured just if we could get more interviews, I think it would be good. You know,
yeah,
we get
I think
a lot of spikes off interviews. We get a lot of spikes off guests, you know, and maybe some sponsorships would be awesome if we could get anything, you know.
Yes.
So
we could share a patch cable, like Sinusoid sends us one patch cable, we'll share it.
We'll cut it in half. And we'll send it to you know. Yeah.
You get it for 50 years, and I'll get it for 50 years. I mean, perfect.
Yeah, I'll take the first 50 though.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's pretty great.
That's good. Well, welcome to the Flippin' Flippers.
Your weekend hangover podcast.
And I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Esteban.
Hey, man, you're back.
I am.
You are back.
Back in Brown. I'm back in Brown.
I'm going to miss you when you're gone.
Yeah, I mean, so I was
everywhere.
So I was trying to figure out, because I was trying to, like, think of, like, flipping trends, like, online. And so, like, I typed in, like, reverb, and I was trying to look for, like, I was trying to find, like, specifically, like, essentially, like, the best flip, it, like, what gear is the best to flip. But I didn't find that. But I did find, like...
I didn't find nothing.
I found nothing. And so, like, I did find, like, their best for 2016 that they put out at the end of the year. And I think so there's three lists for 2016. So pedals that just came out last year. And then overall bestsellers. And then the highest grossing by, like, monies. So I would assume whatever made the most money.
Sure.
So
just on reverb, though.
Yes. So they have, like, a graph at the bottom of the page. And so, like, that has, like, the demographics of brands.
Okay.
And so Boss is 10.9 to 7.5. TC is 6.7. MXR 4.6, Earthquaker 3.6, which is really interesting. 3.5, JHS 3.3. It's weird that Ibanez is on here with 2.1. Probably all those two screeners.
Those 10 series and stuff, because it's not a new product, right? This is just, like, in general.
Yes, in general.
Like, yeah, I mean, they have the reissues in those 10 series. People really like that stuff. And plus, the 10 series sell for a lot of money.
Yeah. So, and then Line 6, 2.1. And good old Mr. Keeley with 1.9.
Okay, all right.
And then brands, 53.8%.
Right.
So all other, like, brands, which I thought was pretty good, yeah.
That makes sense, yeah. But think about it. Like, there's a million brands out there. And then,
right,
you know, for Boss to have 10% of all the product, that's crazy, you know.
Yeah, isn't it insane?
So, you know, because there's a ton of stuff that people know about and that generate a lot of money. But, you know, like just like clones in general, there's not a ton of them, but they sell for a crap ton of money. Or, right, you know, like Fuzz Face or, you know, like, you know, any of that stuff. There's a ton of stuff that sells, you know, for a lot of money, like any of the vintage stuff. But, you know, they don't sell a lot of them, you know.
Yeah, there's so the overall bestsellers, we'll start at the bottom. So this is 15 out of 15. So 15, Boss DS1. Probably the
That was the number 15 best-selling.
Yes.
Model.
Yeah. DS1. And then 14 is the TS9 Tube Screamer.
Okay, yep, which I sold 3 last year, so I'm in
there. Yeah. And then the Line 6 DL4 Delay Modular.
Okay, which is
Modular.
Great.
Sorry, not modular. Yep. Can't read.
Modular.
Yep. The monitor, yep. And then number 12 is the Exotic EP Booster.
Okay.
11 is the TC Electronic Ditto times 2.
Okay.
You know, need double
that's
loopers.
That's the one that comes with a friend, right? Like, you buy it from a friend? Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just two dittos taped together, I think.
Right.
That'd be pretty good.
That's actually a super good idea.
Yeah.
I might work on that when I get home.
And then number 10 is the Ernie Ball VP Junior Mono Volley Pedal.
Of course, yeah.
And then the Full Tone. Or Full Tone OCD. And then number 8 is the Earthquaker Devices Avalanche Run.
Okay.
To be honest. And then Exotic XP Compressor is number 7. The Paul Cochran. Is that how you say it? Cochran? C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E. Timmy. Yep.
Yeah.
Then the Soul Food is number 5. I feel like Aaron Abubo has had most of these pedals.
I've definitely owned every single one of these, which is hilarious. Every single pedal you mentioned, I've had in my possession.
And then number 4 is the TC Electronic Polytune 2 Mini.
Okay, I have that as
which
well.
I do see a lot. What is is it popular because it's true bypass and it's so tiny?
Yeah, I think because it's so small. And
right.
And the thing is too, like, I mean, I don't know why people sell a lot of them, but I don't know. It's just they sold initially because it's small and people are always concerned about board size. So, it's like, I think if there was a way to see it, which people did this, but if there was a way to see it, Like, if you could get a clear top for your Ernie Ball pedal and you put it inside, like, underneath, it would fit underneath the Ernie Ball pedal.
Huh.
So, like, if you could get, like, a piece of, like,
like, really like, nice plexiglass?
Yeah, like, yeah, I was going to say acrylic or something really hard, and switch it out, you could just do that, and it would be amazing. But there's a guy who makes, like, he takes the Ernie Ball DP Junior, and he makes it, like, true bypass, and then he uses, like, the bypass section to go to the Ernie Ball, or not the Ernie Ball, the TC, like, you know, tuner, and he just cuts a hole and takes the pedal kind of apart, and then it's like, you put your foot on it, but then when you tip it back, you can see, like, what, you know, like, what your key is or whatever. It's pretty rad.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
He charges like $300, which is crazy.
Right. We could just tape the pedals together.
Yeah, both of them. Like, you should just take yours, right, and cut like a section out of the front, and then just leave the out jack. Just leave it like hanging out. And then just tape the end of it to it. So that
I'll cut a hole in the foot thing itself, in the foot switch.
Well, you just take that out.
Snug it in through the top.
Yeah. Well, because like with the Ernie Ball pedal, it has like a volume out, and then it has like the tuner out. So you can just leave it like tuner out, and then so you can take the whole thing apart and clip out the on switch and just leave it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's basically really what that guy does. But I like the plexiglass idea. I think you should go with that.
Yeah. Oh man, Noah had the best idea.
Oh my gosh, it's probably amazing.
Because once he goes see Transformers,
And
he goes, "Dad, you know what'd be really cool?" And I was like, "What?" Because like you know how they have like those like the posters essentially with the movie times. In like most theaters, like you know, it's like, "Oh, this movie plays at this time."
No, when you drive by,
he's like, "What if you went up to it and it played the trailers?"
Oh, that's a good.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, that's amazing. I was like, that's the best idea ever.
Yeah, that's super good.
Because, like, there are times where I'm like, I wonder what this movie's about.
I got to call Warner Brothers right now.
Yeah, click. Because, if you were like, oh, I don't know much about Star Wars. And then someone's like, oh, I want to know, like, what this movie's about. And, like, you, like, touch the whatever. And, like, it plays, like, the three trailers that it released.
Right, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. Yeah.
Dude, that's amazing.
In a movie theater, when you walk in, there's, like, a huge, like, you know, 90 by 90, big, huge, you know, like, whatever screen on top, and it plays just trailers, just looped, you know, what's ever kind of coming out or what's out already. So, but you're already in. You're already in at that point because you pay at the front. So, it's that doesn't help me at all. It just lets me know what Mark Wahlberg movie's coming up next, you know?
That's right, yeah. No, Vasquez, he's in it. All right, so go back.
So that was number two? Was that number two?
That was number four.
Oh, number four. Okay.
That was number four.
Keep going.
Number three is the TC Electronic Hall of Fame
Reverb. Okay, of course, I was hoping that wasn't it.
And then number two is the MXR Carbon Copy Analog Delay.
Really? That high?
Number two.
I wonder if the sales are high because people are just like, we got to get rid of this.
Yeah. Influx. I mean,
that besides like that delay and probably like the whatever the line six is, I can't remember the tone core one, whatever that was.
Now
I can't
remember the name
of it. The Echo Park. Like those two I think are best sounding like delays ever. I love both of those. Okay, continue. And number one.
And then number one.
Drum roll.
A looper.
That's awesome. I sold like two of those last year. And I just sold one this year, so that makes sense.
But it's crazy because they sell for like 60 or 70 bucks.
Yeah.
Now, and so like
I sold one used last year for $85, which is crazy because they're like 95 new or something.
Yeah.
But I just took really cool pictures, I think.
That's right.
I don't know what it was, but I was like, somebody bought it. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a, and then they had like a highest grossing one. And so the looper even though they sell, so like the MXR, the Looper, and the Hall of Fame on the list, but it's like, to me, it's crazy because they, you know, their resale value is like $80. Right. Let's say it's $80.
Right. It just means people sold a ton of them.
A ton of them. And then,
yeah.
I don't know if the Avalanche run, because like on this, hold on, let me just click on it. My super loud keyboard yet. So Avalanche run. Yeah, so the Avalanche run on the best-selling list is number 8. But on the top grossing list, it's number 2.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But they sell for, well, new they're $295, but they sell for around like $250.
Yeah, yeah, they're pricey. Yeah, they're pricey, sure.
Right. I mean,
yeah. So that's pretty cool, though. That's interesting.
Yeah. And there's all this, so I'm trying to figure out if, like, because there hasn't really been any new Loopers to my knowledge.
No, there's just, the only ones I've really seen is, like, the clones of, like, the Ditto Looper. Like, Donner came out with one, and then, like, there's one from, like, Moore, you know, like, all these, like, off-brand ones, you know, like, just basically clones of that pedal.
Yeah.
You know, and it's same time structure and everything, you know, like, they're like, oh, it does 30 seconds or whatever. Yeah, there hasn't been.
I think that Looper has like, is it what, 5 minutes? Something ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, it was a crazy long time that you could do, and yeah. Then like you could store stuff and then like pull it out and keep it. It's cool. It makes me wish I hadn't sold mine, but I was like, I don't use this thing.
Yeah, well, I bought one, and then when I bought that, it came with one, so I just sold that one.
Nice. That's awesome. I knew you'd book one. I knew that was, like, something.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that was one of them things. Yeah, there are... I there are. Thing. Yeah, I was looking at pedals today. Remember. But it was, like, it was Dream Station. It was called the Dream Station. But I don't remember necessarily...
Made it,
yeah. But like, it was crazy. It was crazy cool. I'm gonna spare. Hear me fumble through describing what it is, but once I find it,
you're just gonna hear me click through my keyboard.
Yeah, click, 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 click. But once I find it, I'll put a link up. I'll put some links up. But it was there has like pitch, has like octaves going on. There's like tempo to like how the octaves. Like set, like or play after you play,
okay. So
like 16ths or eighths, or like you know all these crazy things. But then like it has tremolo and like it's really weird. You can do octave up. There's like a middle octave. Just the middle octave, I would assume it's just like a mimic, like just playing the second, you know, the same thing.
Yeah.
And then it has like the up octave, and like you do presets and. Dude, it's crazy. It's, like, mad expensive, so I'll probably never get it, but it's still pretty cool.
But it's nice to dream.
Yeah, for the Dream Station.
Yeah, that's why that's why it's called that. They're like, Dream Station, you can't buy it.
Dream Station, broke ass. Like,
nice.
Not for you.
Yep, no Dream Station for you.
So. Yeah, so I'm trying to think, like, there's nothing really crazy into researching gear. But I wonder if, like, the Ditto Looper is still going to reign supreme in 2017.
I could see that. I mean, it's just a common pedal that you can see.
Because it's so simple, using. Right, yeah. Yeah,
anyone using. Like, the tuner and that seem like the two that anyone, no matter what kind of genre you play, you could use, you know?
Right, yep.
And the other thing, too, is it's a great tool for somebody learning. You know,
right.
Like, and so, like, you can play a riff over it, and then you can record that, and then you can sit and play, you know, like, work on your scales, you know? And yeah. So, like, mm-hmm. I think that's one reason it's, like, that's, like, a great stocking stuffer, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you get one, you know, they do blowout sales for, like, $65 all the time, you know, on those, and it's, like, that's reasonable for somebody to put that in a stocking for a kid, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So...
Oh man, you know what I want to do right now? I'm gonna
have Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Have Christmas right now. All right,
let's do it. Go type in Pelican Noise Works. in Reverb, right? And then I'm going to shame everyone who's selling their Peloton.
Oh, that's a great idea. Just click on it and put.
All right.
Now be careful, because I think Cosonic's on there, so don't shame them. They sell it for real.
Yes.
They're not selling used ones they don't like.
Right. So,
Hey, Leon, give me all your Peloton tires that you don't want.
We're gonna get shamed by this podcast no one listens to. Okay. Yeah. So Jesse Davis from Birmingham, Alabama, he bought the Pelican, the Gear Nerds one. Yep. He has, I can't see what model number he has, or like out of 30.
So these are the people selling them, correct?
Yeah, selling them, yep.
I like that we're doing this, by the way. Let's just shame everyone.
he's like, okay, I gotta get my voice on. Release version of the Pelotar in collaboration with Gear Nerds. Only 30 units made in a teal sparkle. Functionality is the same as the traditional gold casing V.1 Pelotar. Comes in an original box with paperwork. Pelican Noiseworks provides you a 3-year warranty, details, and paperwork. So if there's any issue, we can work out getting a replacement. Which I think is weird that he said that. Because, like, what are you going to call him?
Yeah, like, you're done with him. Like, I wouldn't even
like, are you going to call him, like, a year? Like, dude, Jesse Davis from Birmingham, Alabama.
Like, please help.
Pelotar's not working. He's like, well, just read your paperwork. But, you know, I'll refund your money. We'll figure it out. And then he's like, unit was received on March 31st, 2017. Gray pedal. Just doesn't fit my sound. Only plugged it in one time.
What? That's your problem. Doesn't fit your sound.
Yeah.
I'm done. He must be Blues Lawyer. Okay, next.
All right.
I like that we're doing this, by the way. This is great. This is
ripping. All right, Cosonic. All right, let's go.
That's fine. Those are fine. Don't touch those.
Yep, those are fine. Yep. This is Guitar Pedal Shop with an E at the end, so it's probably fancy store.
Okay, so is it used or is it new?
It's new.
Okay, so then that doesn't count.
Yeah.
So that's probably a dealer. I want to become a dealer. I'm going to talk to Leon. Not that I can do anything.
Yeah. Like, I just want to send them to me.
I just want to put it on Reverb, like lose money on it and become a dealer. Like, I just want to do that.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is another teal one. It's a good thing we haven't seen any painting paints. I really like the teal one.
I like the teal one too, but it's too much. The teal ones are like.
This is sold by Too Much Fuzz. That's his name, Too Much Fuzz.
Oh, so that guy's just a junkie.
He's just an
idiot. That guy like buys every fuzz pedal that comes out and puts it on Reverb.
Right. But he's from California.
Essentially,
La Cresta Senta.
Doesn't really like fuzz. Like he doesn't like fuzz at all, but he just thinks he does. He's like, I'll find the right one that I like.
Yeah. I love fuzz. All right, Too Much Fuzz. Limited edition. Oh, he's from La Crescenta, California. I have no clue what that means. I know it's a city, but it sounds like it should mean something.
It sounds like a burrito.
Yeah, La Crescenta, California.
Like, what do you want in the burrito? La Crescenta's, please.
Yeah, like, yeah, perfect. El Camino, like great.
I'll take that.
Pico, I'll take the El Camino burrito. Yeah, pick up.
I'll pick up with the
corn. All right, limited edition Gear Nerds version of the Pelican Noiseworks Pelotar. Super cool fuzz circuit that blends a Big Muff style scoop fuzz with a raspier tone bender style fuzz via the quote unquote tone knob.
Not true.
This is number.
Keep trying.
This is number 19 out of 30 that uses a BC108 transistor in the circuit. Only played once. Fuzz in mint condition, includes wood box and drawstring bag. Reasonable offers. Like, yeah, reasonable offers accepted.
Doesn't like
80 fuzz. Plus 10 shipping. So 190 in total. All right, let's see. I think the rest of these guys
are all legitimate, like just dealers or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw a pink one, and I was so tempted
to buy it.
To buy it, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I was so tempted too. I was like looking at it, I was like drooling. I was like, I want it. I was like, wait, I have one.
That's
like,
super funny. That's hilarious. That's actually really good.
Yeah. It made me chuckle. Now, I don't know. I never saw it up there again. I don't know if it sold because I never watched it. I should have watched it to see if it sold. But I don't know if somebody just put it up there to tease or if they actually sold it. So
yeah.
But I should have put in like a lowball offer and be like, I want it. It belongs with its rightful owner.
Yeah.
I'll try my entire life to collect all of them.
That's right.
And then at the end, I have to go kill Jonathan Diaz to get his.
Yeah, and Vaynant. Gotta kill John and Vaynant.
Oh, yeah. I have to go all the way to South Africa.
Yep. Gotta do it. So, the five-star guitar guys, they're like, they're talking about the half horse.
Okay.
And like, things have been modified from the original left side circuit of the Pelotar. Tweaks were necessary to give the
Hass horse
enough confidence to come out and stay in the spotlight. He's like, these changes yield a wider gain range, superior dynamics, and changes to the sound circuit. Oh, please, even that guy who doesn't like fuzz. I feel like we should just send messages to.
That's amazing.
I should message the people and be like, listen to the Flippin' Flippers. Your ad's mentioned on the show.
That's funny.
Oh, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to write a note so I don't forget.
Well, I keep sending anything I flip, I keep throwing stickers in with, and I haven't had one person be like, hey, dude, I listen.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm just waiting for, like, the one person to, like, email me and be like, dude, crap.
Yeah. Like that one guy who's, like, during the contest, he's like, I can't even stand to listen to those guys.
Yeah. Like, those guys are terrible.
These guys.
You're unlistenable. So, I had some funny flips this week, like, finally. Like, so I bought that lot for $125 of pedals. Uh-huh. And, like, I think I had posted it. And people were kind of all over me on, like, 60 Cycle Hub. They were just like, good luck with that. And then, like...
I love whenever you get sassed by the 60 Cycle Hub group, you make mad money.
Oh, I always do whatever I thought. Because I get the math in my head. And I was like, I'll double my money.
Right.
And I finally sold... So I sold the pedal board and the wah, the Dunlop wah, like within the last couple of days, and I got my double my money. I bought it for $125, and I made $125 actual profit, which is crazy. I was like, suckers.
Well, it's like when you bought that Mexican Strat or Mexican Tele.
Yeah,
like that's trash. I mean, you bought it for what, like $100, right? Something like that.
I bought it for $100 and like $8 shipping or whatever, like $13 shipping, because he like put it in a pretty small box, and then I like just cleaned it up and sold it and made a ton of money. I sold for like $310 or something.
Suckers.
Yeah, I've been so busy. I still have a Mexican Strat that looks like crap and needs some work, but I think I could flip it for like, you know, $250 to $300.
Right.
And then I have like a parts caster Tele that I just did the pickguard on that made the pickguard look rad. I took a picture and I like photoshopped and made like design for the pickguard, and then I printed it out and just like glued it to it, and it looks so good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, some hipster is going to crap their pants when they see this. So
I need it.
They're like, oh crap, I just pooped in my yoga pants.
I soiled my romper.
I am so mad, I'm pulling out my man bun.
I was at the barbershop getting a haircut the other day.
And you were like, man bun, please.
No, this guy's like, something, something. You know, he's like, my girl wants me to get a man bun. And like, me and the other brown guys looked at him and were like, okay, white guy.
Yeah.
It was awesome. He was pretty good.
Somebody was saying, oh, he's going to, like, I'm going to get a man bun. And I was like, I'm done talking to you now.
I know who it was. Cold Duke.
What was
it? It was Cold Duke.
No, yeah, Cold Duke. Yep, that's it. Nailed it. But I'm going to hang out with Cold Duke this week. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, man, that's exciting.
Yeah, Tuesday, he's in Boston for work, and I was like, well, I'm driving to Boston, you know?
Because,
like, obviously, like, he didn't know what was going on, but he didn't think he had a car or whatever, and he's doing, like, he's at a convention or whatever, so he couldn't really travel.
Right.
Well, you know what? I'll like come and hang out. Like I'll go to Boston, and he's like, "Oh, okay, I'll take the day off." And I was like, "Sweet!" And so we're gonna hang out. It's actually his birthday, which is awesome. So we're gonna hang out on his birthday.
Yep, pretty good.
We're gonna see if we can find like a cool guitar store to go to in Boston, and then we're gonna go to a Red Sox game. So should be pretty fun.
Dude, that's
fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're excited. So, and then hopefully there'll be like some making out after, you know?
I think if I didn't end up going to New York for that funeral, I think I could have swung going to going during that time. Because, like, I was talking with Aisha about it. She has next weekend off. And, like, you know, like, we're talking about it. And
timing, right?
Yeah, it would have been solid. And then she's like, well, you know, we'll talk about it, see how money is and things like that. I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then, died. And then it's like, oh, it's kind of, okay. Plans have changed. Well, you know what's really funny that I thought about?
What's that?
So you know what's really funny that I thought about? You know that Boba Fett mug I bought, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never brought it with me.
You know,
it's been sitting on my desk in the exact same spot for months.
as punishment, you should fill it with change. Like, every day, put change until you give it to me. And I can keep the change as punishment.
That's right. Oh, man, I brought like, 1.5 Pelican Noiseworks coins to the bank.
Say that one more time.
1.5 cups of Pelican Noiseworks.
Oh, cups. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said you had 1.5 Pelican Noiseworks coins, and I was like,
I think I did, but that's not what I meant.
Okay, I'm like, what is this? What is
what are these coins noise? Like
how many petals is it worth? Is each one worth a petal?
Yeah.
I want it.
It's just Leon's just really trying to bring retro back. He's like making slammers for Pogs.
Oh man, I would be so on it. He's like, they're $500. I'm like, I bought
one. Yeah. But it comes with a free Pelican plushie. Pelotar plushie.
Yes. So, which I do want, and he's gonna let me know when his wife makes more.
Nice.
Because every time I'm like kind of like just like Eliza will be in my office or whatever, and I'm like looking on the internet and I'll look at the website or whatever, and she's like, I want one.
Yeah.
And I'm
that's
like
funny.
Yeah, me too. All right, me too. Okay.
Yeah, so there are two pedals I want to get. Leon said Leon's awesome, and he said that he'll reserve box pedal 80 for me.
Okay.
That way I can have Pelotar 80 and Half Horse 80.
Okay. Wait, you're going to buy a second Pelotar? That's awesome.
No. I already have Pelotar 80.
Oh, that's why you want. Oh.
That's why I want Half Horse 80.
That's the same reason I told him when he did the Half Horse. He leaked it to me and said, don't tell anybody. And I said, I won't. And I did it. And then he was like, I was like, I want number one. And then he's like, I was like, I'll send you my money now. And he's like, no, he's like, it's okay. He's like, I'll hold it for you. And then he's like, I accidentally sent it to, sent it to Ryan. And I was like, what? I was so pissed. I was like, if you ever come out with a limited edition one, I'll mail mine back. And then, and then
a pink one.
And then you send me number one of that.
That's pretty good.
So
yeah, so I want the half. So there are two pedals that I really want. I want the Half Horse.
Yes.
And I want the Mimic.
Oh, really? You want the Mimic?
Yeah, because I feel like it'll be awesome for like, I want to play the Force theme song from Star Wars.
Yes. You know. No, I heard you. I was letting you continue.
Yeah, and I feel like
I knew what you
and
meant.
I feel like I need the Mimic to make it happen really great.
I
like two parts going.
I think if you just hit like a certain delay, you'll really get that sound out of it.
And yeah.
You'll get it.
Oh, I was messing with my delay the other day, and I didn't know that like it had like a tail button.
Like
apparently. Yeah, like I think it's called. Yeah, maybe it might be called trail. Tail.
You're like, I can't read.
I can't read English. My Spanish is better.
Yeah.
Just crying, like, oh, poor immigrant. It's okay.
That's funny.
But yeah, so like, I don't know how to like fully mess with it because I was like, oh, I wonder what this button does. So I hit the button and like I turned it off. I turned my pedal off, the delay pedal. But then when I turned it back on, it just played like those two notes, and I was like, oh, I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Were you at church? Is that when you did it?
No, I was at home.
Oh man, one time. So I always have my. So I use, my tuner at the end of my board as a complete mute, and I don't. People get mad about it, but I don't really care. Like I want total silence.
Right.
And so I had my Dispatchmaster, and I have it set to like a crazy long delay and like really reverby, so it just like washes forever. And like right. I had like tuned or whatever, and then like I turned it back on to like play like before a song, and it was still going. It was like, whoa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like at church, I was like, oh no.
Yeah. There's a so I don't know like specifically what kind of like keyboard slash synthesizer we have. Uh-huh. But so like we have like two keyboard players sometimes, and
they play like at the same time. They battle.
Yeah,
keyboard battles.
Yeah, yeah, they're just like next facing each other, dueling piano style.
Yeah, like they don't, yeah, they don't play the audience. They play to each other.
Yeah, that's right. And they there's like a power outage, like in church, and then you know, then the power came back on
because they were battling so hard.
Yeah, and so like during the. I think it was during the sermon that the power went out and then came back on. But for, like, the last song, like, for some reason, when it turns off and on, it's like this, like, sampling machine. So she, like, sat down and she, like, you know, went to, like, she just touched a thing. And it just played, like, this, like, funky beat, like, funky disco beat. And she got so embarrassed. And I was like, we just need to be ready. I was like, if it ever happens... Because it like the sample that it plays is like 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
And it's really weird. And I was like, we just need to be ready with like a funky jam.
Yeah,
like once they're like, oh, time to go funky jam.
like
ready for all situations.
Your pastor just grabs the mic and he's like, too legit. Too yeah. legit to quit. Huh?
Too legit to sin. Legit. They're like, what are you talking about? You need the Lord. Need the Lord.
That's good. Oh, man. That's awesome.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yep. Well, just make that happen. That's good. Just be ready for it. You'll be good.
That's right. You got to make that happen. You got to make the poster things happen. Right. Man, that's such a good idea.
Right. That's a great idea. And because, like, everything is like that now. Like, everywhere you go, everything, like McDonald's or whatever, uh-huh. all the boards are all digital now. So why not?
Yeah. Boop. Beep boop.
And they're like, you can watch button. It on your phone, you idiot. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what about homeless people? Like, even they have phones.
They got that government phone with those minutes.
Yeah. Like, they're okay. using the free Wi-Fi down at the shelter. Sorry to any of our homeless listeners. Sorry. I apologize. I don't know what your experience is, and you probably have some sort of validation for being in the position that you are. So I do sincerely apologize.
Only homeless people listen to our podcast. Like, no. Come back to us.
They're like, I flipped too hard, bro.
I tried to sell my house. Was not working.
Yeah. He's like, I bought MC Hammer's mansion. I could never sell it.
Yeah, I bought Mike Tyson's mansion in Ohio. Couldn't sell it.
It's like I lost so much money, I ended up going bankrupt.
Yeah, because I lost all my money. Like, no, you lost all your money, and that's why I went bankrupt. That's what I said.
Dude, I'm glad you're back. This is fun. I'm glad I could be as stupid as I want. You don't care. I got all this pent up like stupidness that I can't use on Melissa.
I have all this like, pent up idiocy that I just need to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just That's backed great. Up, man. I'm backed up with just total moronicness.
Moronicness. Well, it's like, yes, yeah. Well, it's like when my friend Stuart used the word origination, and like we all laughed because it wasn't real, but then we looked it up and it's real. We're like, oh, then we were mad. We were mad that it was real because it sounded so stupid.
It sounds so dumb, yeah. This one time, so this is so funny. So, one of our, like, I was at a shoot, like, taking pictures, and then, like, I wasn't running the business then, and some of the people that sign people up sometimes can get a little creative, and this guy came up to me, and he was, like, a really nice, like, well-dressed, like black guy, which it doesn't matter what he was, but it's just how he spoke it was funny.
Oh, I think I know the story you're gonna tell.
Oh, yeah, so he's, you know, he's dressed for pictures, He speaks very intelligently. I mean, he wasn't like – he didn't speak like he was from the hood, you know. But he goes, I'm not saying I'm mad and it's not your fault, but I wish she was a little bit more informational. And I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. And then, like, my friend was like, that's so funny because that's not a real word. And then, like, I Googled it. I was like, information is a real word. You know that, right? And he's like, no, it's not. And we got in like an argument about it. I was like, that's informational funny. Is a word.
Yeah, they're like my friends are like super smart, like academically.
They're
super
so smart they don't even know it's real words.
Yeah, like they like we'll be hanging out and they'll use words and I'm like, I'll take my phone out and I'll try and like look up the word, but then I'm like spelling it wrong.
I think I lost you. I'm sure I picked it up on your end, but I missed it.
Oh, I said, like when we're hanging out, like they'll like use words that I don't know what they mean.
And you're just like, I'll sneak my phone,
and I'm just like beep 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 beep. But sometimes I don't spell it right all the time.
yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, like the word succinct. What do you think it means? Like the word succinct, it means like a very 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 small amount. I was like, I didn't know that. Like I don't use those words. I use the word tiny.
Hey, listen. Right?
Yeah.
You're educated.
I'm educated. But that's okay.
That's good. Street, so what's going on with you, man? What's new?
Not much. Got that street cred. Got some things that I can't quite messenger with podcast
guys.
You don't
need to talk about that. Nobody cares about that anyways. They, yeah. Like, whatever.
Well, not just like bad things, things, but like also good things. Good things that I can't share yet. And then
it'll make it better.
That's right. But yeah, really, for the first time ever, I'm getting a microphone at church, so I'm going to actually sing on Sunday.
Oh, well, kind of shame you don't have a good voice.
Excited about. You think I'm just trash.
Yeah, too bad you sound like freaking garbage.
But yeah, really nothing. Like the summer, I have 2 more weeks of school and then a summer break, so I'm kind of very excited about that. No other plans for the summer. We're going to Tennessee. Dude, we're going to be so close.
We go on vacation, right?
Yeah, for like, well, we're just going for like a day.
You got to break away.
We're going for like a day or two.
Yeah.
Next weekend, we're going to Aisha's sister's having like an engagement party. And her dad lives in Ohio, so they're doing it like a couple hours away. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to rent this like fancy hotel room because Aisha's uncle works for like Wyndham. So we get like 40% off discount, like 40% off rooms. Like if he gives us a code. So I was like, yeah, we'll go with like a hot tub and a pool and things like that. And I was like, yeah, do it. So, and then that's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're going to go to the Newport Aquarium away from where we are. Yeah. So it's just like little trips. I don't think any, and then we're going to Tennessee, like I said, but I don't think anything else.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm part of this like musical workshop thing, which is exciting. But that's nothing really new. It's just a different. Yeah, it's just a different thing. Like, oh, musical stuff. Like, that's not new. Like, going to Tennessee, that's new because I've only ever driven through Tennessee. I've never actually like been there. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Chattanooga for a wedding once. That was fun. And then
I think we're going to Gatlinburg. I think is where we're going. The Gatlinburg. I didn't even know where. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I got my gat. Like, oh no! Crazy. Ah! Gat us. The brown man with the gun. Brown man with a gun. That's so stupid. Run for your life.
Sorry.
Oh man. No, that's so good. Man, I missed this. I gotta stop being all crazy.
Stop being a jerk. That's what you gotta stop doing.
Yeah.
But, hey, no, I'm glad you're back, man. I mean, like I said, I you know, like if you want to do it every week or every other week, whatever, I don't care. But I'm gonna keep doing this until I get sick of listening to myself. But that'll never happen. So
Rich, I don't. So
I listened to my podcast this week.
Yeah, pretty good. I started listening to it yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I should really work on homework.
It was fun. It was fun.
I can listen. I'm a big audio, like, auditory learner. So, like, I have a ton of audio books. So, I've been listening to this, like, Stephen King's The Stand, which is, like, it's super good. But, like, I can listen to that and, like, do work. But like, right, I can't listen to the I can't listen to like the Slum, or Us, or like, or Coffee Grounds, or Common Grounds, or like the Clifford Worley Show, because I get like too tied into it.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Like, I'm so like engrossed. I'm just like, ah. It's like if I'm driving, I can do it. You know, because right, you need to drive.
You just focus like, on the road straight. Yeah, you're just not like.
Yeah, but you. Like all the other, yeah, I can't. Like, I tried. And it's weird because, like, I'll listen to the book and, like, I'll imagine what's going on in my head, but I'm able to still do homework at the same time. Right. And I think it's because, like, I know these, like, I know the people, you know, like Josh and Clifton and, like, Ryan and Steve. And it's like, I know those guys. So it's like, oh, I'm extra interested.
Right.
In, gotcha, like, what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I listen to it. So here's the problem is I'm at. So, like, when I work on Mondays, I listen to, like, 60 Cycle Hum, and I just have my headphones in because now we share, like, an office.
Right.
Me and, like, one of the managers or whatever. We share an office, and we work together and stuff. But, like, we talk a lot. So, like, it just depends how much I can get through before she shows up, because she shows up at, like, 10, and I'm usually up at, like, 7, so I start working, like, right, pretty early. And so I have my headphones in, and I might get some of it done. But, like, as soon as she shows up, we just start talking, and I'm like, no, I wanted to finish this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was traveling this week a lot this week, so I got a lot of my podcast caught up. Like, I just have Common Grounds left that today. Hate that, but Thins and Duars and
yeah,
the Sum and the Hum. And highly recommend the Slum this week. Hilarious.
Yeah, I'll probably listen to it later when I'm working on some homework.
Yeah. So, which you can't do because you can't focus, but you'll do it anyways.
Right, yeah. Listening to the podcast, that is.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man, no, having Clifton on was awesome. It was a lot of fun. I've talked to him on the phone a couple times, I think, now. So, it's been fun to, like, actually do, like, the podcast with him. Because, that was one of the ideas was, you know, filling in here and there with people we know to do the podcast. And it's worked out
right,
well.
Yeah.
It's fun to have a different guest, but man, I missed you. It's fun having you on again. So
yes, agreed. Good.
But yeah, it was funny because we started talking about NAMM, and then like I didn't really think about it then, but as I listened today, I was like, "Hey, wait a minute, going to NAMM was my idea." That's gonna go.
Yeah,
and and maybe I'm misremembering, so he can call me out on it. But I definitely was like, "Hey, are you going to NAMM?" He's like, "No," and I'm like, "It's right in your back door. Why aren't you going?" You know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well, maybe I should. And I was like, oh, we'll room together. Like, that's fine. And then, right, like, and then I can't, like, go, you know? And so,
right,
like,
yeah.
And he's like, well, I'll find accommodations. It's fine. And I told him that I wasn't going to go first, you know? And he's like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. It's cool. I'm still going to try to go. And I was like, cool. But then I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
That was my idea.
So Clifton, if you're listening, give me some swag, okay? I need stickers and I need
pins. Get us some stickers. Yeah.
All right. That's my funny idea. Stop stealing my ideas.
You jerk. You so, handsome, this bearded
is
funny, jerk.
And this is going to call out another friend of the show. Josh Marmon texted me yesterday. I think it was yesterday, the day before that. I was like, hey, how did you, what did you do to cover your aunt? And I was like, oh, I used upholstery fabric and Mod Podge because it kind of like hardens on top and it doesn't leave like a residue, you know?
Right.
And he's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm thinking about covering my aunt like my Blues Junior. And I was like, oh, you should do it. Cool. And then, like in the same text message, he's like, hey, how'd you do your pick guard? And I was like, I said, you still know my tricks.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's like, I wanted to really have a match. I think it would be cool to have a match. And I was like, show you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like, look it up.
But I told him, man, it's funny. You know what I mean? So I think it's cool. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also good to give a little bit of crap about it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, he's got, so coming up in July, we're going to have Ed Chu on the show.
Yep, excited.
Who's from Wrought Iron Leather and Effects. So we're excited about that. He sent a pedal to Josh, so I'm going to send me something as well.
Right.
As well, we're gonna. I think we're gonna try to have a little bit more guests on, and maybe guest hosts if you can't do it, you know. But it should be good.
Yeah, man, I'm excited.
So, and I got a. What's that?
I said I'm excited.
I'm excited. I don't know if that was a question. It cut right out. I'm sorry.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Oh.
Keep on. I'm excited, I said.
Hey. And I bet, but I haven't really built a relationship with him, so I think it'd be cool to, like, just give him.
You are dropping out hardcore on me. You're dropping out hardcore, Poppington.
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
I can't hear what you're saying. You there?
Yeah.
Sorry, I am currently traveling from Albany, New York, back to home, so.
Right now, Albany.
Sorry, everyone.
Albany.
Albany.
Albany. Albany. All right, well, I think that's good. Not too bad. First time back. We're just going to cut this into four smaller episodes.
Yeah, and I'm done.
And that's the wrap.